top boss now?
We like it. He knows our strengths, so that's a good thing, having a guy that really knows how we play and things like that. So him getting elevated to the D coordinator, I think, is perfect fit for us and what we're trying to do. We're doing a lot of things that we've done in the past, but we've kind of added more wrinkles, taking it another level, kind of like we're on level two on a lot of things. Now we're on level three on some coverages. Hopefully I'm blitzing more. Hopefully I get to get some more sacks like I have my first 4 years. I was very active and in the run and getting sacks and playing the ball. So hopefully I can be able to do it all this year.
Vance was mentioning a couple weeks ago that part of the issues with first drives with the defense is just you guys became too predictable.
Yeah.
What they practiced 80 hours for, they saw that first drive. Do you see that? What is the solution to correcting that?
Yeah, we were. They would come out with the best first 15 plays, and they were getting us, and we started out slow. So now I think Joe and them, and they're going to be way more prepared going into this game because these teams, they keep repeating the same type of plays versus us, and so now we're going to be well prepared for that, and I think we'll be able to start faster. And we got a lot of new stuff, too, so they got to be able to disguise what we're doing now, and we got to make it a little bit harder for them to understand what we're in.
So even though it's only been a week and a half or less than that, there's a whole bunch of new stuff already?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're able to handle that. I don't think you ever have a secondary to be able to play together. I think it's our third or fourth year together. So to be able to have that that chemistry right there, we can learn very fast together. So that's a big plus.
The voice in the room, Marcus Robertson, what has he brought?
Yeah.
And he's kind of an aggressive player. Is he one reason why you think he can
bolt? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Having him, he's a guy. It's good to have guys that played in the league. He has great experience of playing, and he's seen us a lot, too. Him and Coach Lynn, them being with the Raiders, they've seen us a lot, tons, and they've studied our film to try to use it. So it's good to have them, and I think Mark just brings that player aspect, that guy that we know that you actually played. And I think that's huge when you got guys like us, all pros, to be able to learn from.
Chris, is it one of those things with keeping Joe where the foundation's already there and now you're just adding on to it?
Yeah, that's pretty much all we're doing. We already had the staple here. We already had what we're very good at, but we're just adding on, taking another level. And guys, we're advanced now. We're smart enough for the whole group to be able to take down to the next level and not have mental mistakes. And that's what other teams in this league can't do. They can't keep learning new stuff.
You guys have been top of the league the last 2 years and past D. What's the key to staying up there?
Just continue to get better. I mean, even with me, man, I just try to take my game another level every year. Try to find something that I can improve on. And I think it's hard, man, to come back. And I think we cut 10 yards off of what we did the Super Bowl year. And then if we can cut to 175, I think that'd be amazing. So. But I think it's possible, though. I'm not going to say that we can't do that. I think our run defense is going to be so much better now to where the they're going to have to throw the ball now. They're going to have to throw to us. So I think we'll have more chances to get more picks, too.
What's going to make the run defense better? Is it the big guys up front and Curry?
Yeah, I think those guys, man, just looking at them, man, we just didn't have enough beef. We weren't big enough. And I think just adding those guys adding that size, and Pecco, he's been a dog in this league for a while. So to be able to add him and Zach, I definitely believe. And a lot of things that we're doing with our fronts, how we're changing it up a little bit, I think we'll be able to stop the run a lot better.
What do you want to blitz for?
Why?
Yeah.
I want to be active, man. I want to be able to show everything I can do. I can blitz. I can cover. I can play zone, play man. I can do it all. So I just want to add everything to my game.
So
oh, what position? I like playmakers, man. I want some. It's a playmaker on defense or offense, a guy that's going to put up some points or a guy that's going to be able to change the game. So we definitely need a guy that can play running back, receiver, and returner. So any guy that could do that, I would definitely love him.
What if it was
Gaffer?
What if it was another corner? How would you guys react?
Another corner?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I mean, you're in the NFL, man. We draft a corner every year almost, so it's something you're used to, and we'll welcome him in. He has a lot of things to learn, and we'll just welcome him right in.
Do you need a fourth corner?
Do we need a fourth corner?
I don't know. I think Doss is ready, man. I think Doss is ready to take that next step. He's been under us and learning. And, I mean, he came in and he played solid when he got a chance last year. He got his hands on a couple balls, and he's a ball rat, man. He's always around the football, even in training camp, things like that. So I think Doss could definitely step up and be that fourth corner this year.
Chris, if you were a defensive coordinator, what kind of game plan would you put together for your current offense?
For our current offense?
For the Broncos offense, how would you devise a game plan?
Try to take away DTE fast. I mean, those are our top explosive receivers, and try to make our tight ends beat us and our running backs.
There's a couple more. The defense, kind of like the window's closing. How long can you be a great defense? And it always ties back to the quarterback. What is different now that makes you believe that you can win with your quarterback situation where it didn't happen a year ago?
Oh, we thought Trev had a great year last year. I mean, he definitely had some ups and downs, but the dude played injured a lot, and he took a lot of hits. And for him to get back up and do those, we seen a lot of promise in him. And Paxton, it's going to be a huge year for him to go from year one to year two, and then having two offensive coordinators. But I think Mike McCoy's offense will. I think it'll help him a lot better. It'll be able to be him. His play style. I think it'll help him a lot better. I mean, Paxton was in a spread offense, and he comes right here. He has a prototype. There's no prototype offense like Coach Kubiak's. I mean, a lot of offenses in the league don't even run Coach Kubiak's offenses. So he came in with a tough offense to learn. So I think Mike McCoy will be a lot more like what he ran in college. Yeah.
Who steps up?
I mean, everybody's been leaders on our team, man. Our defense, man, we got tons of leaders. And D. Ware was just the old guy. He was just the oldest one there, man. So that's all it was, man. But, I mean, we got plenty of leaders, plenty of still same defense, man. We're going to hold everybody to high level, talk mess to the offense, talk mess to the receivers, same mentality.
Every year, the last few years, you and other guys have talked about, okay, these are the goals for the defense. Team goals and visual statistical goals. What are your goals for yourself and this defense this year?
I want to keep getting all pros, keep stacking them. I know if I'm playing at an all pro level, our defense is playing good, and that's really what it comes down to. If I'm playing bad, then I know we're not winning a lot of games, and we're definitely not number one in the pass defense. So it definitely counts on me to play well and with Akeem and everybody else, but. Main thing is just stacking these all pros for sure.
Last one, Brandon.
Yeah, back to D. Ware. Were you surprised? I mean, maybe you weren't going to play here, but they just decided to hang it up because you had a little bit of football left in, right?
No, I wasn't surprised, man. When you start having back injuries and seeing how he couldn't play like how he wanted to play last year, and that frustrates you, man. When you're used to being able to bend and make these turns and do these things that you've done your whole life, and you can't do it no more. So I kind of understood that. It was 50-50 chance that he was going to be back have a chance to come back. And I think he made the best decision to go out pretty healthy, not having too much surgery, saying like that, so be able to play with his kids. So I think he went out a great time.
Last